Welcome to Talking Supply Chain. In each episode, you'll hear from the authors that make Supply Chain Management Review such a special publication. This podcast is hosted by Bob Troublecock, Editorial Director of Supply Chain Management Review. Remember that Bob welcomes your comments now to today's episode. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Talking Supply Chain. Managing Supply Chain the Jackie Chan Way. I'm Bob Troublecock, and joining me today are Mike Niemeyer, Stan Fawcett, and Marcus Gashberger. Mike is a professor of logistics at The Ohio State University, and both Stan and Marcus are professors at the University of Applied Sciences, Upper Austria. We're going international for this one. They're frequent contributors to SCMR and the co-authors of Lights, Camera, Action, How to Master Supply Chain Complexity. It appears in the March-April issue of SCMR. This is another in the series of podcasts I've been recording with Stan and Mike, and also Steve Melnick about the supply chain of the future. And of course, we're being joined today by Marcus, so we're pretty excited about that. Stan, Mike, and Marcus, welcome.
Great to be back, Bob. We've really enjoyed these conversations.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us, Bob.
It's a pleasure to join you.
Well, it's great to have all three of you. I'm going to jump right into today's discussion because this was a really fascinating article, and it's a long article, and I want to make sure that we have time. So it was interesting to me because I've been fascinated by the increasing complexity of supply chains for some time. As Mike and Stan know, we've been talking for probably 2 years about, hey, what could we do on this topic? Now, we know it's been driven by a variety of factors, including the explosion of SKUs, the drive towards faster changeovers rather than bulk runs, satisfying the customer of one with customized products, smaller and more frequent deliveries, and the incredible increase in customer expectations driven by the internet and e-commerce. And heck, I'm sure I left some factors out. In other words, it's complicated. What I found fascinating in this article is twofold. The first is the way that a company like Aldi turned complexity into a competitive advantage rather than something to be avoided. And then how the trio of authors linked it to Jackie Chan. I'm a sucker for a great fight scene. So let's start with a simple question. How do you guys define supply chain complexity?
That's a great question, Bob. Let me get us started by going back to the classic academic definition. We often talk about complexity in terms of numerousness. That is the sheer number of things that we're trying to manage. And, we've got lots and lots of things to manage in a supply chain. We're also thinking about interconnectedness and interdependence across processes and relationships that make up a supply chain. You're right. Numerousness and interconnectedness and interdependence, all of these things are challenges for managing a supply chain. They're complicated and they're challenging.
And let me piggyback on that by sharing our experience working with managers. In fact, for this project, you mentioned we've been talking about this for a couple of years. We actually went out and interviewed a variety of leading managers, and every manager we interviewed struggled to find complexity. In fact, each paused and then asked, well, how do you guys define complexity? Simply put, managers struggled with a precise, easy-to-share definition. That said, each of them acknowledged that they struggled with complexity in their day-to-day lives. So even though they couldn't define it, they feel it. You might say complexity fits that old definition. I know it when I see it. So from one perspective, you might say it makes their lives more difficult. And so one definition might be complexity are all of those things that create sources of pain in the supply chain.
Stan, when you were talking, it reminded me of talking to people about supply chain managers, about digital transformation, because they're all engaged in it, yet everybody struggles to define what it is. And the starting point, of course, is different for every organization. And I suspect that as we talk a little further here, the aspect of complexity in the supply chain is probably different for every organization. So you brought in the idea of Jackie Chan to illustrate that it's possible to conquer complexity. In other words, just as we go to a Jackie Chan movie to watch his elaborate and entertaining fight scenes, supply chain managers can use complexity to their advantage. So why is that important?
Let me get us started on this one. I think the key connection is that Jackie decided early in his career that he would embrace complexity to bring a distinctive experience to the screen. He wanted his fans to experience a little awe, saying, "That's cool. How'd he do that?" And with that connection, I think it's easy to say, wow, as a supply chain professional, should I be avoiding complexity or should I embrace it?
You know, our point in this is that most managers, most supply chain managers, either ignore complexity because it's too overwhelming, or they try to get rid of it, you know, eliminate it. There is a third way. You know, you can embrace complexity to create unique value. You know, when talking about this concept with our students or managers, I always start by asking them, when does it make sense to add complexity to your supply chain? It makes sense when there's clear value for your customers. And not only that, but they are willing to pay you for that value.
There's a lot in this article, so I want to concentrate for a few minutes on something you called mastering complexity, the Jackie Chan way. And there were three elements to this: exploit complexity to enable success, trust the process, and be disciplined in execution. And then finally, build and employ the toolkit. Companies that do all three cultivate a unique identity. So before we talk about Aldi, which was a great example in this piece, let's walk through each of those, beginning with the end in mind. Just what is a unique identity?
Well, Bob, I think let's look at it this way. It may be easiest to explain unique identity in this context by referring to what we're known for, why we are known in the market, what makes us truly unique.
Yeah, that's right. But the key is to be able to back it up. You know, your unique identity is only as good as your ability to deliver on the expectations your customers form regarding that identity. You know, what value you provide to them. It isn't enough to promote your identity, you know, to talk a lot about this is what we are, this is what we want to be known for. You need to live up to it through your operations.
And for Aldi, that unique identity is to under-promise and over-deliver. The founder's modesty and reliability still influences the Aldi way today. Customers can count on Aldi products being among the lowest priced, but at the same time, the highest quality. This is really Aldi's identity. Aldi won more than 60 product awards in 2021 in the US alone.
Now, how about exploiting complexity to enable success?
Let me take this one, Bob. Part of being distinctive, that is cultivating a unique identity, is knowing what you aren't and what you won't do. So thinking back to Jackie Chan, you mentioned you are a sucker for fight scenes. Well, Jackie Chan movies are not romances. People don't come to see romance. People come to a Jackie Chan movie for Jackie's trademark action. His intricate, involved, that is complex, fight scenes are everything his plot lines aren't. They're inventive, they're dynamic, and they're painstakingly thought through.
Yeah, to explore how Jackie exploits complexity to keep fans coming back, let's talk about two scenes from my favorite Jackie movie, Shanghai Nights. I got to give Stan a lot of credit for really turning me on to Jackie Chan movies. And I've watched some. I know he's watched a lot more than me, but Shanghai Nights is one that I've really, really enjoyed. In one of the scenes, Jackie is leaving a hotel lobby and he's confronted by three police officers who are trying to track him down, him and his partner, Owen Wilson. In just over a minute of time during the movie, he disarms all three officers and leaves them all tangled up in a luggage rack, going around and around in a revolving door. He deals only with a few props, but the interaction that he has with those officers is very complex. In a second scene, you know, Jackie and Owen are walking through this English street market, and his street thug and his 20 colleagues come up and attack Jackie and Owen and confront them. And over the next 5 minutes of the movie, Jackie takes on these assailants using numerous props. He uses ladders, he uses lemons and squeezes them in their eyes, and uses freight carts and crates, something that supply chain managers are very familiar with. But he does all this interaction with all these props in a very, finessed way. And even in the background, you're hearing music, the old Singing in the Rain, if you remember that from the old time movies. It's a very different type of complexity, but still complex in and of itself. Both of these scenes reinforce Jackie's unique movie identity, and it keeps audiences coming back for more. You know, if you haven't seen a Jackie Chan movie, I'd highly recommend you go check them out. Or you can check these scenes out on YouTube if you just want to look at the scenes.
So it's Fred Astaire with punches and kicks, if we're doing Singing in the Rain, which also reminds me, I'm a bachelor for about 10 days because my wife is visiting family. So this is the kind of time where I watch movies like Shanghai Nights that my wife won't watch with me. So I can consider it work if I do this right after the podcast. So one of the other elements, what do you mean by trust the process and be disciplined in execution?
Well, you know, Jackie's success is just like you would see for a business. It's not about fad or being a fluke. It's, you know, success is really derived from a proven and trusted choreographic process. You know, you think about Jackie's trusted process. In order to take an idea that he has and turn it into some awesome action in a movie, Jackie and his team go out and they go to the sites where they're filming the movie, where the action is taking place. You know, and as they're interacting with that space, new ideas come to mind. You know, Jackie and his team play with the best ideas until they become part of this intricate action sequence that they put into their movies. This is on-the-spot choreography. You know, it's brainstorming. It's experimentation. It's even improvisation when the team needs to adapt to, you know, something that's occurring on the fly. You know, and the outcome is something really amazing. You know, next up, you think about that idea. You know, those ideas that emerge in that location scouting are then interpreted into movements. And there's very intricate details, just like there is in a supply chain. If a move or a sequence just doesn't work, then we experiment, we improvise. We go back and we think about other options, and ultimately we find a solution. Mapping progresses, you know, step by step until the action sequence is ready for filming. Then at the end, finally, lights, camera, action, it's time to film. These scenes that Jackie puts together are not easy. He's very patient. He's very painstaking in the execution. He's looking at every detail. He's never satisfied. You know, one of his movie scenes I read required over 1,000 takes to get just right. You know, with our supply chains full of so many processes and so many movements, we need to trust in those processes, and we need to manage them in similar ways to Jackie does to ensure success.
And finally, the third component, build and employ the toolkit. Stan, why don't you start?
Well, Bob, I think the toolkit is one of the things that really attracted us to Jackie Chan. Jackie doesn't rely on CGI. He doesn't fix his movies in post. And, you know, Jackie's only 5'9", 154 pounds. He's not Arnie, the massive bodybuilder hero. He's a relatable, hardworking guy who must do extraordinary things. In many respects, Jackie's world is just like the supply chain professional's world. So when we looked at his toolkit, we said, hey, we can relate to that. We all have to have toolkits to do the same type of thing that Jackie does, to manage complexity, to exploit complexity. So when you step back and think about what are the specific tools Jackie relies on, well, some of his favorites are an idea wall. Where does he get some of those crazy fight scene ideas from? And he actually scans the world. He's a very avid reader, and he takes the best ideas he reads about, and he builds an idea wall that becomes the impetus for some of the cool fight scenes you see in the movies. Mike already mentioned location scouting. He talked about how important mapping is. All of these tools are used to create visibility. Whether you're on a movie set like Jackie or in our world, the supply chain world, if you're going to exploit complexity, everybody has to be on the same page. And that only happens when we can make things visible. Let me share one final point. Jackie does his own stunts. If you've seen some of his movies, there's some crazy stunts. Jackie has broken many bones. One of his stunts took him to the hospital. He almost died. When you think about doing your own stunts, you got to get everything just right to make sure it happens just right. Jackie has invested in his own stunt team and his own stunt lab. The stunt team brings trust, high levels of communication, synchronized skills. The stunt lab enables practice precision. These tools are critical to creating scenes where the action never stops, the stunts are crazy hard, and the comedy and drama mesh seamlessly. Trusted tools and processes are just important in the supply chain world.
Let's end by taking this topic off the film set and to Aldi, the real-life example you wrote about. So walk us through Aldi's business model, how it emerged and evolved, as well as how Aldi has employed these principles to become the global phenomenon it is today.
Well, Marcus, you work with Aldi almost daily. What's your take on how, why Aldi chose to focus on complexity as a competitive weapon?
I would say Aldi has always recognized complexity as a cost driver. Thus, complexity has always been on Aldi's radar, and this right from the beginning. So in the early days, they minimized complexity everywhere. This idea of minimizing complexity in the Aldi supply chain was critical to driving efficiency and lowering overall costs.
But Marcus, Aldi's approach to complexity has changed in recent years. To grow, Aldi needed to expand its geographic footprint or attract a higher income shopper. Both options would increase complexity and cost. So I think it's interesting that Aldi went back and actually revisited its complexity formula, shifting from minimizing complexity to exploiting complexity. Marcus, what is it about Aldi's process that made it possible to make this strategic shift?
Aldi is an aggressive scanner. They invested in the tools to help make sense of business opportunities. So this involves doing the analysis to assess each idea and then testing the most promising opportunities in the marketplace. If this pilot works, Aldi has done the meticulous work to be able to roll it out quickly throughout its network of stores. In the article, we call this process prove and improve. Aldi has really perfected this process. Aldi's employees trust the process implicitly and they execute it very precisely.
You know, Marcus, going back to Bob's earlier questions about Jackie, where did the idea of Jackie come from? Each step of the way, there is so much parallel between what Jackie and what Aldi does. Well, Marcus, you and I have spent a lot of time at Aldi learning about its unique toolkit. What makes this toolkit so powerful from your perspective?
First of all, Aldi's toolkit does the same thing that Jackie's toolkit does. It creates visibility. Aldi's toolkit includes a heavy dose of system thinking, process mapping, and refined costing. Aldi runs the numbers in a way that managers know whether added complexity will contribute to customer satisfaction and profitability. Also, like Jackie, Aldi has invested in its own stunt team and stunt lab, its international supply chain management team in Austria, which is responsible for ideating and designing the supply chain of the future.
Yeah, you put all these things together and Aldi has learned how to leverage complexity, become the largest grocery discounter in the world, and a customer favorite in markets where it operates. You know, Bob, like Jackie would say, that's a wrap.
Thank you so much. Hey, Marcus, first, it's really great to have you on here today. You know, I get the opportunity to talk to Stan and Mike all the time, and having this added perspective is really great. I had just one question for you. Since you do get a chance to work with Aldi, do they think of their supply chain in terms of supply chain complexity? In other words, use that term, because it's something that I've heard some supply chain managers talk about, and it's something that perhaps some supply chain managers are dealing with but don't articulate that way. But Do they articulate it that way?
So first of all, Bob, thanks for having me here today. It's a great honor to join three experts like you on this podcast talking about supply chain complexity in relation to Aldi. They do explicitly use this term in the international supply chain management team, but in the day-to-day operations, they break it down to what really impacts their daily business. For example, SKU rationalization, or on the other hand, the increasing idea to drive customer satisfaction and what is needed. So yes, they use this term, especially in the supply chain management department. In the other areas of the Aldi world, it's more implicit, but it's part of the daily business.
In other words, they're experiencing it and they know they're experiencing it even if they're not using the phrase.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, great. Well, and again, thank you. I really enjoyed getting that Aldi perspective in the article. And Marcus, again, enjoyed having you. That's all the time we have today. I want to thank Stan Fawcett, Mike Niemeyer, and Marcus Gashberger for joining me. And thank you for listening. And be sure to read Lights, Camera, Action on scmar.com. And I hope you'll be back for our next episode. For Supply Chain Management Review, I'm Bob Troublecock.
Talking Supply Chain is produced by Supply Chain Management Review and Peerless Media. You can find it on scmr.com, on iTunes, or under SC247, or just Google SC247 podcasts. For more information, be sure to visit scmr.com. We hope you'll join us again.